This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll get the April jobs report later today. Economists expect the unemployment rate to remain at a low 3.6%. But there are fears of a recession now that the Fed has raised interest rates to fight inflation. Stocks tanked yesterday. The Dow lost 1,063 points. The FDA is limiting who can get the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine due to a rare risk of blood clots. The AP's Jennifer King.
The life-threatening blood clots that can show up within 2 weeks of receiving Johnson & Johnson's one-dose shot are rare, but officials say they're still occurring. Back in December, the CDC recommended people get Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead. Now, U.S. drug regulators say J&J's vaccine should only be given to adults who cannot receive a different kind or specifically ask for it. Jennifer King, Washington.
An American official says, yes, the U.S. is sharing intelligence with Ukraine. The AP's Mike Gracia.
An American official tells the Associated Press the United States shared intelligence with Ukraine about the location of the Russian-guided missile cruiser Moskva before the strike that sank the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet last month. The New York Times reported Thursday that the U.S. has had a role in supporting Ukraine's killing of Russian generals. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was asked about the report.
We do not provide intelligence on the location of senior military leaders on the battlefield or participate in the targeting decisions of the Ukrainian military. The Ukrainians have, quite frankly, a lot more information than we do.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
California Democrats want to make their state a sanctuary for women seeking abortions. Governor Gavin Newsom and the state's top legislative leaders say they will ask voters to approve making abortion a constitutional right in California. SpaceX brought four astronauts home from the International Space Station with a midnight splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico, three Americans and a German. This is AP News. The Senate will vote next week on a bill to codify abortion rights at the federal level. The AP's Tim McGuire has this report and says there's a specific reason this is being done.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has set a vote for next Wednesday on a bill to make certain abortion rights are protected on the federal level. He says the vote will show just exactly how every senator, including Republicans, feel about individual rights.
Republicans will have two choices. They can own the destruction of women's rights, or they can reverse course and work to prevent the damage. Count me as skeptical that they'll do the latter.
Schumer does not have the necessary 60 votes to overcome a Republican filibuster and move ahead with the House-passed bill, which means the effort is certain to fail. But he says members of both parties need to go on record about where they stand in these months heading into the midterm elections in November. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.